community is at the heart of it. You know, that's why I joined We Are LA Tech. That's why I'm here at We Are LA Tech. And I think that is going to be the theme for We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I'm so excited to share with you a bonus episode. It's an interview that I did with the We Are LA Tech podcast, getting to feature some of the wonderful women from the We Are LA Tech team. I thought you'd learn so much about how I connected with them, what they're learning from working at We Are LA Tech, why they chose to work with We Are LA Tech, and where we see the future of We Are LA Tech going, which is my company based in Santa Monica, California. If you want to check out that podcast, go to wearelatech.fm. But right now, enjoy this special bonus episode on the Women in Tech podcast. This is the first time my new We Are LA Tech teammates are seeing me do a podcast episode. So they are laughing at me and they think I'm totally out of control. They're shaking their heads like, no, we're not making fun of you. But I know that is not true. And you are making fun of me. And I love doing the podcast. So I have the girls from We Are LA Tech partial team. We have our amazing editor listening in. I call him Future Adam when we're doing the episode, because Future Adam is listening to our conversation right now. And we have our amazing teammate, Carl, that helps with show notes. And we have Margaret that does podcast overviews. And the list goes on and on. But in the office here, we have Ira that works on, you know, our web development. But in the office here, we have Natasha, who goes by Tosh, and Melissa. And we all work together out of the Santa Monica Sound Studio at Beach House Co-Work. In, you'll see this big We Are LA Tech sign. It's super exciting. So I thought it'd be a cool experience. I've never had the team on the podcast before. So I thought it'd be a really cool experience for you guys to get to know some members of the team. Hello.
Hi.
Why don't you girls go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about who you are?
My name's Melissa, and I started my career in advertising, did that for about 6 years, and then went to Boston to get my MBA. And now I am here at We Are LA Tech working with Esprit and Tosh.
And what is your role, Melissa?
I am the director of brand partnerships. Sounds super fancy.
Yeah, and you're new to partnerships and sponsorships and everything. And at We Are LA Tech, we believe in a mentorship culture. So tell us a little bit about more about your advertising background, and then why you want to learn this new, and why you think why you think you'll be badass at it. I mean, I already know the answer myself, I wouldn't have you working here.
Oh, do tell.
But why do you think?
Well, okay, so in advertising, I was an account manager, and what I loved about advertising was the branding aspect of it. I love marketing, and brand partnerships just seems like just a natural progression towards making the brand a lot stronger. And I didn't have direct experience in brand partnerships, so Esprit offered me this position, and it's been such an amazing learning experience so far. And this team is so great. We just have fun all the time in the office.
This is
awesome. And she is helping me with my learning, my education, my further education, something that I could never get in with an MBA.
Really? I know she has an MBA too, which is incredible. And so it's interesting. I really believe firmly in a mentorship culture. And so I seek out opportunities to help Melissa in her learning experience or any teammate really. But like, for instance, yesterday there's this amazing conference in Canada, and I reached out to the founder of the conference, and she was so supportive, stayed on the phone with us for an hour just to educate us. Mm-hmm. But I do that, and it turned out to be one of the most rewarding phone calls for me as well. But I do that because I believe in having a mentorship culture, and I constantly seek out opportunities for Melissa to learn. Now, why I think you're great at it, well, one, you do have your MBA.
That helps.
I call Melissa numerical. So as you guys know, I say that I'm a hippie capitalist. So, and I lean too far on the hippie side. You know, you guys know this about me, that I'm super heart driven and all about the kumbaya and community. But in order to best serve the community, we need to have proper resources in place, right? Like, we can't just serve the community like on imaginary monopoly money, although I wish we could.
That'd be great.
Right? And so Melissa implemented into this company called We Are LA Tech. You guys, for years, I called it a concept. First, it was like, it's a community project. It's a concept. I could never like wrap my head around the word business because I felt like it was icky and metric-y and like, like it's about love and unifying. What is all this number stuff? But, you know, through the experiences of growing We Are LA Tech, Melissa's right, and she created the mantra, this is a business. And really, I've learned that the best way I can serve you guys and we can serve you guys is that this is a properly run business, or else we can't do the events and we can't record this podcast, you know, or all the other things, and we can't make the connections that we create. So I saw that she has her MBA. She's really organized. She's heart driven, just like I am, but she comes from a different perspective, which I call numericals. And yeah, so it's been really exciting, and especially that she has that advertising background and that organizational background. I feel like it's just a matter of putting the pieces together, and then she'll rock at that extra component too.
I should just be called director of numericals.
Dude, can we? Like if we make business cards, would you be down with that?
Yeah, sure.
I would love that. We need to change your base camp like to director of numericals. So, and next up we have Tosh, our director of communications. Tosh, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
So I have a few super fancy title as well. Yeah. And basically what I do is I handle a lot of the social media.
Well, but pretty Tosh, much introduce all yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm a person. I existed before this place, right?
Human being.
I'm not a human really. Being. I don't know if I'm human. No. But yeah, okay. So I went to school in Detroit.
My name is...
Oh, fucking A. Can you... Future Adam, please remove all that. I'm screwing this
future
up.
Future Adam, please leave all that in.
I am not a podcaster.
Ditto.
So my name is Natasha Guimon, and I go by Tosh. And I grew up in upstate New York and slowly made my way across the country. I went to Detroit first for a few years, like six, and... I got my degree there in advertising. So like Melissa, I'm super familiar with the advertising world. And I never planned on falling into the social media world. It just kind of happened for me. I was like one of those MySpace users. I used AIM. That AIM, Instant Messenger, was literally like the first form of like social media for
dope.
Me.
Yeah.
It was dope. Like chat rooms. Oh, my God. Like,
you guys don't know AOL.
Yeah.
Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
Some people are like, what's AOL?
Exactly.
Do you remember the disc?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We would get AOL for free all the time.
Right.
And then we just ended up making art projects out of them just because we had so many. But anyway, yeah. So I fell into social media. I love it so much. Came out to LA with my boyfriend because he's a filmmaker. He does props and miniatures. And
shout out to Josh.
He's gonna be so embarrassed.
Can we look at Josh's website?
Yeah, I'm like, now I can tag you in it. Like, self promo. No,
do you feel like you are the creator? I get it.
I know. I am like the social media.
So let's shout
god.
Out to Josh. What's Josh's website?
So Josh Spooner, like a spoon, joshspooner.com, cool. or practicalfilm.com. It leads to the same place. Awesome. But yeah, he's got some dope stuff.
Cool.
So came out here with him and, you know, did some freelance, made that money however I could. And then I learned about Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah. And my friend Chioki in Detroit. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, all the lights just went on in here, you guys. Like, my friend Chioki in Detroit, ChiokiMcRae.com.
I love it.
I'm all about the shout outs. See, this is why
I'm all about Tosh always tagging everything online.
This is why I'm a social media person. I'm always like tagging people and shouting them out. So, this is ridiculous.
Do it even in speech.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh. I like say hashtag whatever all the time. Right? So, Chioki's amazing. I actually met him through Twitter in Detroit. He was one of the first people that I met. And he's always been a great mentor to me. And he was like, you got to check out Gary Vaynerchuk. He's got a shop out there. And I'm like, okay, like send me a video. Like, so he sent me a video and I was like, oh my God, like I have to work for this guy. Like this guy is crazy amazing. Like how did I not know about him?
And
long story short, like over the course of a couple of days, I learned about Gary's life story. Yeah. And like, I saw this video with him and his dad where they like ate English peas and drank wine. And it just like really spoke to me. And I was like, I have to work for this guy.
Yeah.
And so for like 2 weeks straight, like all I did was just like research and apply. And they loved my gumption. So they took me on. And it was an awesome experience. Yeah. Like I had such a great time. I learned so much. I met so many amazing people. And then I was like, oh, I gotta do a new challenge. Yeah. I gotta move on. And it was it was really cool. But I really like the heart and the energy and the passion that comes with smaller boutique companies and agencies. And so when I left there, I was freelancing and working with really creative individuals. I worked with Inkbus Tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag Inkbus Tattoo. Check them out. Yeah. It's a mobile tattoo service.
Oh, you didn't talk about your design experience. You went to school for design.
Yeah, that was a crazy story. So I went to an art school because...
So you also studied... us, because you studied advertising and design.
I studied advertising at an art school.
So
super... Like, it was a super cool introduction into the ad world. Because even though I became a copywriter, I started in the art direction program. And the art direction program, led by Mark Sapico at College for Creative Studies in Detroit, it was great. It really opened my mind. I learned about the history of advertising. I literally took one social media class. Like that was my only like come on, guys.
You're
like,
really good at tagging now, though. So.
I'm great at tagging now, yeah. No, it's totally changed since then. Maureen Evans was the instructor for that, and she's incredible. She shout out.
Dude, Adam, every time Tosh does a shout out, I think you should do like a pin drop or something.
Absolutely, like a little thing.
Yeah.
It was incredible. She really expanded our mind, and she introduced us to all of the social medias and all the platforms and all the things. And it was great, but it wasn't anything that I was like, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I was like, oh, I'm so great at this design thing, but everybody's like, oh, your writing is so great too. Cause you know, we would do all of our own writing for our projects. And they were like, wait, are you a copywriter or are you a designer?
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
So I went out. I got myself a copywriting internship at SMZ Advertising. Another shout out. Gary Wolfson was the creative director or CCO. Yeah, CCO creative director guy, and he was an incredible mentor, and he really helped me too, and just my whole experience in Detroit was really awesome. It really catalysted me coming out here, and then Chioki with the Gary Vaynerchuk with the VaynerMedia. It was incredible. So anyway, long story short, I'm here now. I'm using all of my skills, which is something that I was really looking for. Cause like at VaynerMedia, I was just a writer, you know, and I focused on writing and it was great. I loved it, but I had all these other skills that were just like bursting out of me that I wasn't utilizing. And it kind of made me a little sad. So you know, it was probably the best thing I could have done. Like, it was really scary leaving there because it was stable and it was nice. And there was a lot of really amazing people. And I'm so sad that I don't have them in my life anymore. Like, just, you know, shooting the, can
totally.
I say shit on here? I don't know. But
yeah, you can.
Yeah, shooting
it's a
the
podcast.
Shit with them. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not a podcaster. but yeah, no, it was great. And I'm here and I'm so happy that I'm here because Esprit's passion for what she does and for uniting the community is like super contagious. And aww. I find myself like putting so much time into this and my boyfriend's like, hey, I'm still here. Like, how you doing? And I was just like, oh man, I love you, but I really love this right now too. Like, but it's been awesome because he's been able to come
now
with
you
me.
You feel like your boyfriend is like cheating, like your boyfriend is like you're cheating on him with like
yes, come exactly. Yeah. With but a like, business.
Yeah. With this is a business.
yeah. That's Chris's mantra.
It's great though. I mean, he's been able to come with me to a couple events and like so he's benefiting from my experience here too. And it's opening up a whole new side of LA to him. Yeah. That he never saw before, totally. Really, because he's been stuck in, like, studios and warehouses in the valley, like, making all these, like, amazing props and stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
But there, even just for me, just coming in here and, like, discovering this whole world, like, I did a NUCO conference, like, a couple years ago or something. They just haven't done one since.
It's like a community organizer,
Yeah, it's like an inside-out conference.
Yeah.
Like, instead of having all the companies come to one place, you go to all the different companies throughout the city over a couple of days.
And you guys will include NUCO in the show notes as well. Shout out!
Yeah, NUCO's the bomb.
Because, you know, she brought up how Josh has been able to go with her. And something that's important to me is that I don't just care about our direct team. I care about everything that matters to them, too. And that's important. That's the kind of leader I want to be. And every day I'm thinking about not just them sitting in front of me, but what is their world about and what do they want to achieve? I think sometimes Melissa has been like blown away by how committed I am to that. But
you've been amazing, Esprit. You've honestly been amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But like, so we all have, you guys have different stories on how you came across We Are LA Tech. So, I mean, share that. I know Tosh and I have a really, well, not just how you came across We Are LA Tech. Tosh and I have an interesting story of like the first time we talked on the phone. Yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, totally. So I had been following We Are LA Tech on Facebook. Shout out. Follow the page, like the page. Try to join the group. Well, it's a process, but you know it'll be worth it in the end. But yeah, so I was following the page for a while and then Esprit had posted something about like, oh, we need some help with social posting. Yeah. And I reached out and she was like, well, you are way too qualified to do this. Like, I'm like, you know, maybe in the future, like when I have an opportunity for you. And I was like, okay, I'll like pay attention. But then there was like this beach house party thing coming up and I'm like, what is this beach house thing?
Yeah.
And I checked more into it and she had just landed the studio, which we are talking in right now.
Beach house co-work. Woo-hoo. Shout out.
Simon, shout out.
Simon runs it. He's so awesome.
Yeah.
And Mallory.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Everybody, the whole crew, like the whole house. What's up? But it is so awesome in here. And so I was like, oh, yeah, let's. I was like, hey, babe, you want to go to Santa Monica to this like beach house? Like,
by the way,
this...
she called Josh, babe. We weren't on that level. Josh. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I was like to my boyfriend, joshspooner.com. I was like, hey, babe, do you want to come with me? They're doing this housewarming. She just got this new space. Like, I'd love
and
to
we
go
didn't
check
know
it
each
out.
Other at the time. Yeah, she just saw me online. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. We were Facebook friends.
Yeah. We like messaged on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we weren't like connected.
Yeah, we just like knew each other's profile picture and name.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was just like, oh, you know, like maybe I'll like tweet her or something and see like if she needs any help like setting up or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like because I wouldn't be able to stay. We won't be able to stay for the whole night, the whole party. But maybe I can go and hang out and like help her set up and just, you know, make connections, make friends. Like we've been in the city like almost 2 years now. So it's like that's something that's like at the top of my head always. I'm like, I got to connect. And And so she was like, yeah, like, come on over, like, help me out. I got to do some things, putting some stuff up, like the decals, like that I'm looking at right now. Like, I almost helped put those up on the wall.
It's so true. That is one of them.
Exactly.
So she's looking at a We Are LA Tech decal that's sticking to like the glass. So for the sound studio, we have like a glass partition between like the main building and like our space. And so there's a We Are LA Tech decal on the wall. Yeah.
And it's really good. It's really cool looking, you guys. You should really, you know, try to peek in the window one day and see it. So she tweeted me back and she's like, yo, this is my number. Like, give me a call. And I was like, okay, sweet. And then so we were talking. And as we were talking, I was like literally sitting in the parking lot, like saying, hey, I'm here. And she was like, oh, no, I'm so not there yet. Like, it's going to be like at least a half hour. And so I was like, oh, it's OK. Like, it's cool. Like, let's just we can talk it out. You know, like we talk because she's like, you know, can I ask you some questions? And I was like, sure. Like, sweet. Like, let's do this. And my boyfriend's like sitting in the car next to me and he's just like, really, you're going to take this call right now? And I'm like, stop, this is worth it. Right. And so we're talking, I was like, she's great. Come on. This is hilarious. And so we literally talked like almost the whole time it took her to get there. But then we really had to go like let our dog out. So I was like, I am so sorry. I was all like, going to help you out. Now I got to bail. Like, I was like, my bad. But I think she appreciated like the fact that I talked to her on the phone. I gave her like some feedback.
Yeah, I was asking. I don't remember. Do you remember what I was trying to figure out? I was trying to figure out something within We Are LA Tech. And I just, I'm always asking the community, like, what is it? How can it make this great? What do you think is just? What do you think is led with integrity?
Totally.
And so I was just asking her like a ton of questions.
And keep in mind, like, we had never met in person before, but she gave a shit like what I thought about it, and it's like I'm like here like ready to bail on you and you still care about what I think, like, but I literally was in the parking lot. I made an effort, you guys, you know.
And I really appreciated it. Melissa, what's your story? How did you come into the We Are LA Tech world?
So I too have been following We Are LA Tech on Facebook for a while, and after I got back from Boston, I was on the hunt for a job, and then I came across this job opportunity on the Facebook group, just like Tosh. And I was like, yeah, this sounds interesting. Like, why not? Yeah. So I sent Esprit an email. And the funny thing is, the night before, and I'm just doing this whole soul searching thing, you know, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the night before, I was speaking to a friend. And I told you this, Esprit.
Yeah.
I was speaking to a friend, and he's very much along the hippie
Kumbaya
rainbows.
Yeah.
Like, I'm naturally not as hippie, but I was very open. And he had told me, he's like, you know, he had said this phrase, like, you create your own reality. And so I'm like, okay, yeah. And we had like a really long conversation about it. And the next day, Esprit gets on the phone with me, and then we're talking and talking and talking. We have this long conversation, and she says the words, we create our own reality. And to me, I don't really believe in the whole, like, you know, destiny and all that stuff, but hey, I was open. All right. I was open. And so I was like, all right, I guess this is a sign.
Yeah.
This could be a sign or whatnot. And like I said, we had this really long, great conversation, hit it off right away. So I came in and we met for the first time at the Fireside Chat.
Yeah. Which meant so much to me. So Melissa offered to volunteer to help me. So we were producing a Fireside Chat to celebrate the novel startup. And Melissa, after we had spoken on the phone, offered to volunteer to help. And I thought it was a great way. I thought it was just a great, what's it called? Gesture of like being a team player and inclusive, because it was a volunteer thing that day. And it meant a lot to me. And it showed me how committed she is to being a future team player. Yeah.
Yeah. And so after the Fireside Chat, we got to talking again, had this really great conversation and like just completely hit it off.
Yeah, and where I overshared, by the way.
It's all right. No, but I mean, it gave me an insight into what kind of person you are. And I mean, honestly, that is why I'm here today.
Aww,
you know, I've
really
experienced, there's a lot of people out there who is not as genuine, and you brought that out, and are you.
Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate
yeah. feelings, yeah. you know, not so feelings. Good at feelings.
No, the reason why I think it's cool to share this with you guys is, you know, the We Are LA Tech podcast is all about having that support system in place as you're going on your journey. You could hear about other people's experiences. So one, you could see you're not alone, and also to learn from us. And so I think it's a really cool kind of insider you know, viewpoint on, you know, our processes on like why they chose to work with We Are LA Tech. And also I'm about to share with you like how it started for me and my process. And my intent in sharing this conversation is that hopefully, you know, especially you guys who have startups, can be like, oh, this is how she started to put together a team, or this is what it took, or this is how people, you know, like for instance, like I said that, which is so true. You have no idea. I said that like that first night that she volunteered, I overshared. It's so true. It was so embarrassing. But you see how like for her, it was like, no, but that actually like helped me feel like a larger affinity with who you are and feel more comfortable in working with you. I think all these little things are good to know, because as an entrepreneur, we don't know what perfect is. We don't know. And there's so many different versions of being a leader. And recently, shout out to my business coach, Deborah, who's amazing. I will link to her as well. She and I explored, and I call myself a vulnerable leader. Like I purposely push myself to be vulnerable because I feel that's important. I push myself to be vulnerable publicly because I think so many people pretend to be perfect, and then it makes us all feel like isolated and alienated and that we're not good enough. And I want to be an example of like, look, I'm someone that's really driven, consistent executor, but I don't have it all figured out. So whatever perception I have to everyone listening or to everybody looking at my website or whatever it is, like this is who I really am. So don't feel alone, like we're all in this together kind of thing. But anyway, the story on like how I found the girls. So I've been blessed to have an incredible team for a number of years. An insanely loud shout out to Carl. Carl's fucking phenomenal. So Carl's worked with me since 2014. That same year I met Adam, who future Adam is listening to this right now. We connected too. Adam is actually in Canada. Carl splits his time between here and between Asia. And so it's just, and Carl's been to a bunch of We Are LA Tech events, which is really exciting. Like, I think, I'm pretty sure Carl was at the podcast launch party back into that for the We Are LA Tech podcast, which is so cool. He brought a friend. I was like, so rad. I have pictures with Carl. Carl's dope. I was so I'm on the Carl fan club. But, and then Adam was just like this amazing, like online, I didn't even know him. All I knew was that he was like so professional and really cared. And then after a while, I think Adam got super busy and he couldn't work with me anymore. And then it just kind of serendipitously now, you know, we eventually had Matt, who was awesome, that you guys have heard me talk about Matt on the show. And then when Matt had to parlay into something, Adam was like, I'm now married and living in Canada and stable and I could work with you now. I'm like, what? Thank you. So I'm really lucky to have had a team, and I've had other extraordinary people along the way that you'll hear about, but I could go on and on. It just... Basically, it takes more than just me to make We Are LA Tech and the work that I do with the women in tech community happen. It's really, really difficult to work in the business of community, especially when you're so big on really caring about every human in that community, and you can't like quickly scale things or send out the mass email because you really want to make sure you're catering to every last individual. So that's what led me to post on the We Are LA Tech Facebook group. We Are LA Tech Facebook group. You have to check it out. It's awesome. Jobs and events. So dope. Great resource. And then shout out. And so I posted about the social media thing. And then that's how Tosh and I connected. And I was only planning on hiring one person. And as I mentioned earlier, like I like to really care about what each individual person wants and needs in their world. So Tosh and I spoke, I don't remember what day it was, but we spoke on one day. And then Melissa messaged after Tosh and I had already agreed to work together, and said, is there an opportunity? And I was like, well, I'll just be open
as well to the conversation. Yeah. And I got to know a little bit about Melissa, and she had such a different skill set from Tosh. And one of the things Tosh wanted, now you guys have to, you probably won't believe this when I say this, but I'm an introvert. I'm like an extroverted introvert. Like I recharge from being alone, but like I do stuff like cater, host events or whatever. So I was used to not ever having anyone around while I worked, which I really loved. And I was really scared of having people around. So the first thing I tell Tosh, I was like, look, don't expect me to be there. but I really need you to come. And I was looking for someone to like help me physically. Like I wanted them to physically show up, but like not necessarily that I would be there, because like being around people would like freak me out and I wouldn't be able to get stuff done. So then I, Tosh said, well, what I'm really like looking for is community. And I was thinking Ira, amazing. Ira Herman, he's who built the We Are LA Tech Slack and he built the We Are LA Tech mobile app. He's at Beach House all the time, by the way. And I'm always like, Ira, can you like not be in the studio and just like work outside in the main area? And Ira's been dying to like work with the community as well. So I was like, well, Tosh, I'll tell Ira the days that you're in and then Ira can like work next to you. So next day I'm talking to Melissa, find out she has a totally different skill set. And I was like, oh, can you come in the same time as this, you know, essentially as when Tosh is coming in, because then it creates this community culture and we have Ira and we have Melissa and then I don't have to be there, you know?
And but she's been here every single day that we've been here, which is amazing.
I love it. So I ended up having Melissa and Tosh come in. It's been a dream. Like, it's been amazing. They both excel at what they're specifically meant to. It's like, it's been so amazing. And I look forward to work. It's like my favorite time of the week, like looking forward to like working with them. And the stuff we get done in such a short amount of time is insanity. Like our productivity is off the charts. Like just, I can't say enough good things. So I think it's important to hear that story, to see how things, you know, unfold for others. And where I'd like to take the conversation from here is what do you see as the future of We Are LA Tech, at least for your independent roles or overall, however you choose to answer that question. But what can everybody listening kind of expect to what's to develop, or at least what your personal visions are for everything?
I mean, the way I saw We Are LA Tech this whole entire time is it community is at the heart of it. You know, that's why I joined We Are LA Tech. That's why I'm here at We Are LA Tech. And I think that is going to be the theme for We Are LA Tech. You know, that you, Esprit, built this on community and all and heart and love and, you know, rainbows and unicorns.
Definitely rainbows and unicorns. A lot of that. By the way, you guys, I've been running We Are LA Tech since 2012. It's been 5 years of rainbows and unicorns. I'm like desperate for Melissa's
and now there's numericals.
Melissa is our Spock, by the way. Yeah. Hashtag Spock.
Feelings, emotions. Yeah. So for me, it's like what you said, you know, people who want to be here in this amazing city and are involved in technology and any part of technology, really. Yeah. And they just want to be a part of this community. Like, we are here for them. And that is what We Are LA Tech is to me and what I see We Are LA Tech as for the future.
Love it. How about you, Tosh?
Yeah. So for me, like, I mean, I feel like We Are LA Tech is just going to blow up. Like, I feel like there's so much opportunity here for growth. Like, I think we were looking at some report where it said, like, there's 6,000 startups alone in LA. And it's like, wow, like, we haven't even, like, touched, like, on that, right. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, so there's so much opportunity. And I feel like having this really amazing plan in place and, like, team in place. So, you know, Melissa can reach out to the people she's reaching out. We have, you know, people mentoring us and helping us. And with the social media, like, we're really, like, revamping that and making it super consistent, like, with the branding that's, like, coming out. And so just, like, taking this whole, like, thing that's kind of been, like, this, like, brainchild, this dream, you know, that has, like, really grown pretty well on its own, like, having all this stuff set in place, I think it's just going to spiral. It's going to be so awesome.
Excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
I'm super pumped.
Yeah. You guys, having the delight in having I mean, we have so much fun. Like, we get it in the morning and then it's the end of the day before we know it. It's
insane.
It's so amazing. Fast. And one thing I'll share as well, when they bring something up or they state something, to me, it's a sign of appreciation or accountability. For instance, when Melissa first started working here, remember, I am introverted, didn't like anyone around, so I didn't have any desks. I didn't have any chairs. I only had enough for me. I was like, no. Just no one around me, please. I did get a desk and stuff, even though they didn't even ask for it, like on my own. But the one thing that I got that I think it must have like surprised and delighted you, as Tosh would say, the write board, right?
Oh, the
dry erase board.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, she was like, you know what would be great if the office had a dry erase board? And I went out on like Facebook offers that night. I was like, dry erase board and Craigslist, dry erase board. And I was like, Melissa, look, will you work here longer
we
now?
We got that right away too. I know. We've been using it.
Yeah. So yeah, I really take note of everything that everybody wants, because my favorite thing, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a teenager. And my favorite thing about being an entrepreneur is not only, you know, making my imagination become a reality, but having the blessing and the opportunity to have everyone else's dreams become a reality around me as well. And that's magical. Like, it's hard, but it's just to think you could create, it's a gift to think that the universe is allowing me to help support someone in achieving their dream life. And that's how I feel about the whole community too. It's just, I don't know. I guess I did just put it in the words, but I feel like I can't put it in the words.
when you say that, like creating our dream life, like I remember having this conversation with you and you're like, in a dream world, you know, what does success look like to you? What does a dream position look like to you? And when I said things about like having like life experiences and not necessarily like, oh yeah, I want a bunch of money. Like, yeah. I want to be able to experience and live life. And I feel like that really like aligns with, you know, what you're looking to do with your life too. And I'm just like, I'm really happy that I found you or that you're doing this so that I could find you, because it's definitely like, it's given me, I know this is really cheesy to say, but like a new sense of purpose, you know, like
I love it.
When you're working for yourself and you're doing a lot of freelance and stuff, it's really hard to like pump yourself up. Like, I mean, yeah, you can listen to podcasts, you can talk to your mom, you know, like you can do all these things, but if you're not working with a team of people or that like encourage each other, like my clients are awesome. Don't get me wrong. I have an amazing time with them. Like, seriously, like I have some of the coolest clients in the world, but it just coming in here and like helping this like, I don't know what to call it. It's just this, you know, socially like aware experiential media company. There was a bunch of words we were throwing around, but like to help this, to help something grow and to be able to like use my skills and like, it's like, wow, I contribute my skills and I help this thing grow into like something bigger than myself. Yeah. Like, absolutely. It's cheesy, but like, I'm so into it. Like, it's so cool. I'm really happy.
Tosh designed our partnership one sheets. It's crazy. And she is like laser
great.
Fast. Yeah. It's crazy. So like, essentially like Melissa will create the numericals and then Tosh will make them look pretty. Like artwork.
Still can't get over it. Numericals.
So with that, thanks girls for being a part of We Are Late Tech and letting me have you on the We Are Late Tech podcast.
All right.
You guys are amazing. Melissa, did you survive?
I survived.
You survived the podcast?
Yes. Now it's going to be out there in the universe.
You guys are amazing. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Remember, ready? This is a business and we created the wearelatech.com/shop to get your We Are LA Tech t-shirt. So make sure to get your We Are LA Tech t-shirt at wearelatech.com/shop. I've just started talking about that. Because how can we best serve the community by having the community involved in the growth of We Are LA Tech? That's how. You happy with me, Melissa?
This is a business.
Also, please take a picture of yourself in the shirt so I can tag you on social media.
How can people connect with the two of you?
Oh, email or Melissa at wearelatech.com.
Sure. And I'm Tosh, T-A-S-H, at wearelatech.com.
And online?
It's at N-G-U-I-M-O-N-D. Really original.
On which one?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perfect. And you can just find me on Facebook or Instagram, whatever.
Melissa doesn't use social media.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
As you've heard, I've been really inspired by a mentor figure named Deborah Hockemeyer to explore the powerful light that Deborah Hockemeyer is. Be sure to check her out on LinkedIn. And we have a Women in Tech podcast episode featuring Deborah that aired July 3rd. So just scroll down on the Women in Tech podcast to find that episode. Betalist, one of my favorite companies to gain exposure to your startup before you're even live. Go to betalist.com/womenintech and get featured. Yes, get your startup featured while still in beta and make sure people know that you're about to go live. So when you open the floodgates for business, you'll be ready with pre-existing customers and signups. That's betalist.com/womenintech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.